Next question. What are your opinions on how the governor of Puerto Rico is handling this situation?
I mean, with everything that's happening, I think the most important thing to focus right now on would be on investing in the future of Puerto Rico. And I think that the best investment in the future of Puerto Rico would be directed towards the education and you know, holding on to these professionals that we are creating, and creating even more professionals that stay in the island. I think that's the biggest problem with the government in general right now. It's unable to maintain the professionals and the future of Puerto Rico inside the island, and that's what's hurting it the most. We don't have people who wanna make themselves better for the island and make the island better for themselves. You know, it's hard to hold on to these professionals. I think that's what I would do as governor. I think I'd, you know, just try to maintain these professionals and create even more professionals for the island.
As you just had mentioned, this is what you would have done if you were governor. Would there be anything else if you had the opportunity to change the situation?
I think you know, investing in the education doesn't mean it's solely gotta be for the students. Investing in education provides jobs around for all different kinds of people with all different kinds of all different types of educational levels. For example, you create jobs. You open a new school. You create jobs for teachers. You create jobs for people who work in the cafeteria. You create jobs for people who clean the school. You create job management positions for the people of the school. You create even more another space for students. You know, it's all around the safest bet and the most positive investment one can do is to invest in the education. I think that's what not only Puerto Rico but the United States is failing at. Puerto Rico is just a small reflection of mainland United States, and I think that's the biggest problem right now. If we compare it to Europe, for example, Europe are investing a lot of their money with the socialist system. They're investing a lot of money in education, and students are actually far superior to the American students in that aspect. So I think that, you know, the key is watching other countries and other governments, how they treat their education, and that's the key, treating the education like a priority and not just a, you know, secondary budget. So yeah, that's what I would do.
And do you believe that Puerto Rico is handling the situation well?
Not necessarily. I think with the budget cuts and everything, closing down universities, when for example, if we're using Utuala, the UPR of Utuala as an example, we could see students that are literally unable to get to other parts of the island, and that university was the only chance of getting postgraduate studies. And when you take that away from them, they've got no chance but to resort to jobs that don't need any type of education, which then reflects onto lower income and then just a worse quality of life, all because you're taking away the only place where they could actually develop themselves as a professional. So yeah, I think I'm not really that satisfied with how Puerto Rico is handling the situation.
Finally, do you expect there to be any change in the next few weeks? If so, what would they be?
I don't see any change by the government happening in the next few weeks. However, I see that recently the teachers are starting to protest, and cops are starting to protest, students are starting to protest. So I think that now that the country knows, the island knows what's happening, I think that this is just the start of it. You know, in the coming months and years, people are gonna get madder, and one day, you know, it's just gonna be too much for the government to handle until they need to actually inject money into the education. And I just think that it's up to the people, you know, getting protesting about it until they give us what we want and what we need, which is education.
Well, that is all for now, Mr. De Sevilla. We thank you for this interview and for your time. We're glad that we got the chance to interview you.
Thank you. Had a great time.